2.36. 1.
It was just at the end of the summer in 2013, yeah, and I was a college student at the University of Colorado in Boulder. It had been really dry that summer, hardly any rain at all, and it was incredibly hot. Then toward the end of September, the rain came, and it rained almost an entire week. At first, everyone was so relieved because the rain brought cooler temperatures and made the grass green, but then it just kept raining and raining. Streams and creeks started flooding and roared out of the mountains, and it was really scary. The stream that goes through my college campus flooded several dorm buildings, and kids had to find safe places to stay. Some rooms had 3 to 4 feet of water in them. I was okay because I lived on a high floor in my dorm. Even though there was a lot of damage to the campus and to a lot of the town surrounding Boulder, there was a bright side. Kids on the athletic team served lunch to flood victims in the community. Other students donated their clothes, shoes, and books to kids who had lost their belongings in flooded dorm rooms. So even though the flooding was extremely severe, it really made me realize that we have a supportive college community here.
2. This was in the summer of 2003, and there was a pretty intense heat wave in New York City. I remember it really well because I just started working as an office assistant in a civil engineering firm. And I'd only been at my new job for a few weeks. Around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, on August 14th, the electricity went out all across New York City. The massive blackout, caused in part by everyone using their air conditioners, affected 7 states in the eastern U.S. along with parts of Canada. My boss told me to go home, so I did. First, I had to walk down 17 flights of stairs because the elevators didn't work. Then, I had to walk nearly 4 miles from Manhattan to Brooklyn in the heat because the subways didn't work. Thank goodness I could walk over the Brooklyn Bridge to get back to Brooklyn. When I finally got home around 8 in the evening, I was absolutely surprised and happy to see all my apartment building neighbors outside cooking on grills and getting to know one another. It was too hot to stay inside, so I enjoyed the evening sitting outside on the sidewalk with my neighbors. It's been over 10 years since that blackout, and I have very fond memories of that day. But I don't really want to go through that experience again anytime soon.
3.
On October 29th, 2011, I was visiting friends in upstate New York when it started snowing. It's pretty unusual for snow to fall in New York during late October, but I was safe with my friends, so I didn't mind. The next day, it was time for me to drive home. It had only snowed about 3 inches in Albany, and the roads there were completely clear, so I thought my 2-hour trip home would be uneventful. However, as I started driving south, I noticed the snow was getting deeper. Trees were bent over and many had fallen. Driving was rather stressful because the roads were slippery and dangerous. When I finally got home, almost 5 hours later, there was nearly 2 feet of snow on the ground, and I couldn't drive up my driveway, which only added to my stress. I parked on the street and trudged up to my house, only to discover there was no electricity. I ended up booking a room in a local hotel for a week until work crews reconnected the electrical wires. That storm caused billions of dollars of damage across the Northeast. Over 3 million people were without electricity, some for up to 3 weeks, and cities across the Northeast reported record snowfall totals. In addition, many communities had to cancel or postpone Halloween celebrations. It wasn't safe for the children to walk in the snow. Luckily for me, no trees had fallen on my house during the storm, but I was mad that it took me several days to shovel my driveway.